Now joined by head coach Jeff Wyatt of the Mercer boys basketball program. Mercer comes off of a victory Saturday night. Quality win against a good Linn County team on the road, 58-37. Had their game against Grundy County R5 that was scheduled for Friday night at Mercer. Postponed due to the weather. That's been moved to late in the season, Monday, February the 17th. And when you get games in there last week of the regular season, Coach, you're really hoping we don't have any weather issues on that Monday.
That's for sure. You know, we've had the last couple of years, it's been pretty tough getting all our games in, you know, especially the conference games, because the way our schedule is set up, a lot of our conference games are the second half. So, you know, we hope for the best, and hopefully we can get everything in.
I saw a little bit of Linn County at the Milan tournament last week, not enough to kind of, you know, tell people, hey, you know, this is what they have. I didn't watch them that close, but from what I did see, they looked like they were pretty decent. How quality of opponent were they on Saturday for your group, Coach?
I thought they were a pretty decent opponent. I mean, you know, they still have a couple kids left from the team from last year that went to the Final Four. They shoot the ball extremely well from the outside. Probably the big difference is they don't have the post players like they have had in the past. But, you know, they still get out and defend fairly well and shoot the ball real well. You know, they get up and down the floor. So that's the type of team that we seem like we struggle with at times. So I was pretty happy, especially with the way the week was. You know, we was only able to get in the gym twice, and it was a full week since we'd played. So I was pretty happy with the way our kids played.
Yeah, I was doing polo in Princeton on Saturday, and at times you could kind of see that was like, you know, it was like a glorified practice up at Princeton because, you know, both teams were just kind of, you know, they didn't have a lot of conditioning work in those things. Did you kind of get the same sense, Coach, that the conditioning was off a little bit and the shooting was off a little bit Saturday?
At times, yeah. I mean, we tried to substitute a little bit more than probably what we regularly do just to try to combat that. You know, some of our outside shots, I did not think we shot very well from the floor. And, you know, I had kind of expected that with the time that we had in the gym that week. So, you know, all in all, you know, yes, we didn't play our best game at all. But for the most part, you know, the offense seemed to run smooth. I thought we worked the ball very well together. And that was kind of a surprise, you know, not being in the gym as much as what we had been. So I was really happy with that.
If we go back to the second time that you played Princeton, this one was in the final of South Harrison tournament a week ago, Saturday. The first time at your gym you got Princeton, this time the Tigers got the Cardinals 49-42. What was the difference the second time around against the Tigers?
I don't know for what reason, but we were extremely flat that game coming out. Just our movements were slow and sluggish, and they jumped out early. You know, they hit some shots early, and we couldn't buy a basket. And it didn't seem like for the first quarter and a half, we just had a lot of trouble trying to score the basketball. We missed easy shots, shots we normally make, and you know, and part of that's due to them. They play a very good tight defense. They were very aggressive, you know, so they jumped out early on us, and we was able to kind of get the lead cut back to a manageable amount before halftime, and was able to come back and take the lead in the second half. And you know, it came down to free throws at the end. I think it was either a 2 or 3 point game for the last 2-3 minutes, somewhere in that range. We shot 4 for 11 from the free throw line for the game, and they shot 7 of 8 in the fourth quarter, and I think they were 10 for 12 for the game. So right there is a big difference just from that aspect. You know, if we hit free throws, that's a different game towards the end. You know, it puts a lot of different circumstances into effect. But, you know, we didn't. You got to give them credit. They did. And they did everything it took to win that game, and you got to take your hats off to them.
Yeah, the familiarity that the boys have with one another, and both teams are well above 500, so it's a good matchup this year, and I think that's going to be the case when Princeton and Mercer meet, especially with these two teams. They just know each other so well that it comes down to little things to decide these games.
It does. I mean, and that goes for any team that you're playing that's that caliber, you know. You've got to be able to put games away at the end with the, you know, and free throws is one way that you do that. And, you know, that's kind of been something that's haunted us off and on all season. And, you know, we keep working on it, and, you know, hopefully we get better at it. And I don't know what it is, because we can hit them in practice and things like that, but it's, to me, it's just a mental thing, and, you know, our kids will step up when the time comes.
Well, you got the game in Saturday, which was a good thing because you got a victory, and it got, you know, got some conditioning going for the boys a little bit. They come right back tonight, Coach, and you make that lengthy trip south down to Meadville, and you play Tyne Avalon. They're a 7 seed. You're a 2 seed. What are your thoughts on the 8:15 game tonight?
I really don't know much about them. You know, I've got a little bit of information on them, but I know they've played some teams really close. I know they played North Harrison a good game. I think they played Southwest Ludlow a good game. So, you know, we're definitely not going to take them lightly. You know, both of them teams, we've had really close games with both of them. So, from everything I've heard, if we play the way that we're capable of playing, we should be okay. But you know how that goes. We got to go out and prove it every night, and, you know, hopefully that we come out on the top end of this.
Yeah, big tournament week this week. Mercer's a 2 seed. You got Meadville 1, Northwestern, Linn County are in the 4-5 matchup on Tuesday. Hale is the 3, Grundy are 5 is the 6. After the Meadville tournament this week, Coach, and obviously we'll save most of this discussion for next week, but next week is a huge HDC week for the Cardinals. You go to Winston, and you got a really good North Harrison team coming to your place.
Yeah, they're probably the, you know, top two of the top three teams in the conference right now, the way everything's looking. So that'll be a big week for us, but right now, you know, everything's focused on the Meadville tournament, and, you know, that'll be a good tune-up for that week. So, you know, hopefully we're playing well, and we'll see what happens.
And I think this was the case. Are you hosting the HDC tournament this year up at Mercer?
We are.
Okay, and that's going to be the week after that. So you got Meadville tournament this week, two big HDC games next week, HDC tournament at Mercer the following week. By then, we'll be 1 week and a few days away from districts. Appreciate the time, Coach. Safe travels. Best of luck against TA tonight.
Thank you.